This is day 22, and today's devotional is titled, The Good News About Hell, by Mark Job. But first, let's come into his presence with thanksgiving and praise.
Words aren't enough to pour out my heart, but this song I bring to you, my King, is where I will start. Words aren't enough song I bring to you, my King, is where I will start. I love you. Oh, how I love you. Oh, how you are. want to be where you
Acts 4 and verse 20 says, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." Have you ever had to be the bearer of bad news? It's not very much fun. That's what was on my mind as I thought about what to write on the topic of heaven versus hell. Sure, talking about heaven in an encouraging way is easy, but hell is a different story. In that moment, it was as if the Lord said to me, "Tell them the good news about hell." Good news, I ask? We learn from Scripture that heaven is a place filled with the overwhelming goodness and glory of God. No more tears, no more pain, no more suffering, only the presence of God and life. Heaven is a place where we are reunited with our loved ones, heroes of the faith, and the Lord Himself. On the other hand, hell is a place of darkness, bondage, torment, and eternal fire, not to mention all the demons, the devil, and everything evil. That alone is enough to scare the devil out of you. As a loving and caring person who knows the Lord, I would never wish that on anyone. The reality of hell is a sobering thought. This reality motivates me to be a better witness for Christ. When I think about how many unsaved people are around me every day, I can't help but share the love of Christ with someone. We cannot stand by and do nothing. Lives are being impacted for eternity. When the early disciples witnessed God's work in the lives of others, according to Acts 4:20, they shared what they saw and heard. When someone's life was changed, they talked about it. When someone was healed or set free, they spread the news. We are called by God to do the same. So what is the good news about hell? Not only does it motivate me to be a better witness, but the best news is that it was never created for us. Matthew 25:41 says that hell was created for the devil and his angels. Through yielding our lives to Jesus Christ and receiving Him as our Savior and Lord, we are given eternal life. Not only do we escape hell, but we can be freed from the powers of hell on earth right now. Our hearts are changed. We are forgiven, set free, and given a new life both here and in heaven. Thank the Lord that we have a choice. So, ask the Lord to fill you with His loving presence. Make it a point today to share that love with someone else. Tell them the good news that God has saved them from hell by sending His Son to die for our sins. Share your story. Bring a little heaven into their life today. All right, let's pray. God, thank you for rescuing us from hell. Lord, help us to never forget that hell is a very real place that people need rescuing from. But the good news is that you came to set people free and to give them eternal life, a life free from the bondage of hell today. Thank you, Lord. I ask that you'd help us to bring heaven into somebody's life today. In the name of Jesus, amen. Our scripture for memory today is John 15, 12, and 13. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." John 15, 12, and 13. Let's say that again. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." John 15, 12, and 13. One more time. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." John 15, 12, and 13. All right, great job. Let's go out and share the good news of heaven today.